There is an overreaction to lawlessness called, for lack of a better term, legalism, pietism, the need to make others righteous visibly for the comfort of your righteousness in Christ. That always will involve rules for us and our bodies. Okay? This is not to say that you don't want the rules of the scriptures to be the rules of the community, but there's going to be places where freedom is taken and given because we are, in fact, different families, different tribes gathered under one banner. And so as we wrestle with our learning experience of repentance and we discover the gods that we have that we don't want anymore, that comes and goes over a lifetime of maturing, right? It's important then that we don't make some sort of law that's like, you know, that's so simple that it can't possibly work. R-rated movies are bad, but PG-13's okay. Everything just, there you go, right? Like, that kind of thinking is the problem. It's not the ratings themselves. It's the thinking about it. And really not even recognizing that anything coming through that screen as a story is a worldview machine programming you to see things a certain way. And so unless you're like really aware of what that's doing to you, it's doing stuff to you. It's moving you in ways you can't imagine. And that's like the definition in my mind of what worldliness is for the ideas of the world to move you without you knowing that's what's happening. And to have the scriptures, the truth of Jesus, less in your life without you knowing that's what's happening. That's how I would define worldliness. And that's why there's no like checklist, but you can kind of smell it when you find it. And it usually has a lot more to do with the attitude taken toward the stuff than the stuff itself.